world where the only art you hear is commercial art, right? Commercial music. And because I find that the best stuff comes from people who aren't thinking about what people are going to think about it. And I fear a world where that's the only thing you hear. And I think a lot of people might already be in that place where that's all they hear. And I hope that they can turn on CKOW and find something new.
Keep Campus Community Radio alive in Winnipeg. Donate right now at fundrive.ckuw.ca.
And as the sweet sounds of Helvetia tune out, we once again end up as another episode of Whatever Gays, hosted by myself, Desmond Young. Today is one of the special shows of the year, as tonight marks the first episode of Whatever Gays' Fun Drive series, where we will be promoting the station, asking for donations, and getting the ball rolling with some local music. Next week in, we will have some local artists discussing the benefits and merits of community radio and how it's important to building scenes and supporting scenes, as well as regional and national outreach for bands. Today's going to be more focused on local artists and how radio can promote their music, along with a few examples of artists that have gotten popular through the plays of CKW, and as well as how public radio is one of the last lines of defense against a faceless capitalist society, which I will talk about in greater length later. For now, we have some fantastic local bands, some of which you may have heard before. One is an up-and-comer or fairly recent band, only being a year old, and the other is an emo mainstay, with first up being the classic. I play this many a time, at least once a month on this show, as they're one of my favorites, And this past Saturday, they played a DIY skate park show with my band, which is another reason why community and music has to be so important, is we can't have DIY shows without a scene that supports each other. And CKW is one of the bastions of support for local music in Winnipeg. To get the ball rolling, this is Leon's Getting Larger with Antoinette. This is Fun Drive Season. Call in at 204-774-6877. I'm on until 8. I'd love to hear your guys' voices. And I'll be playing tunes for the next hour and promoting the show and the station for the next hour. This is Leon's Getting Larger with their best song. They closed this set out on Saturday at the skate park in Portage la Prairie, which is one of the weirdest and funnest shows I've ever played. This song is Antoinette and Prairies coming up next.
Just Yeah, Heath, this is easier for you than it is for me.
Thought you were too old for this,
and I'd get off scot-free.
Thought you might let me in.
But this all to rest eventually,
and it puts me at ease. This was easier for you. Think it's best if you were.
And you folks just heard the semi-closing sounds of AQI by Prairie, one of two singles released last year, a local band that I have really grown to love after seeing their set span across 2 years and their evolution as a band, growing from a set that mostly consisted of covers to some of the best original slowcore coming out of Western Canada. The song AQI in particular is important to the show, as the lead songwriter Moss Queen was dealing with emotions of the Manitoba forest fires when writing this track back in August of 23-24, and the greed that comes with corporations continuing to destroy our national environment, as well as infringing on Indigenous land rights for the sake of profit alone. And this is something not specifically that I talk about on the show a lot, but the idea of anti-capitalism and local community, I like to dedicate a few minutes each show to discussions of that, or I guess, you know, me talking into an echo chamber of my own voice, as most radio hosts do. But because it's Fun Drive, and this is really the biggest chance to support a community space, this is what we got. And CKW is one of those spaces where community voices are amplified without a cost to the environment or any big corporate funding. It's all listener-driven and student-driven radio. And that is why CKW is my favorite station in Winnipeg and Greater Manitoba, although U of M and other radio stations across Western Canada are community-funded. But I have the show on CKUW. I think I'll take a few minutes to talk about the donation tiers, as well as the donation that just came in. Aaron Young donated $75 for a friend's card and a t-shirt, and it says, "It's a good thing you love the Invisible Man." That is my dad, who had over a decade-long radio show on UMFM and participated in Fun Drive many a time under the moniker The Invisible Man. And I'm excited that I get to sort of carry on the legacy, playing a shoegaze show instead of a ska show, and on a different station. But it feels good to participate in something that benefits the community, as CKW does so much. With the funding that we get from your donations, if we reach our goal, then we will be able to keep the studio running at full functionality. But if we meet and exceed our goal, we have the chances to bring back Stylus Magazine, which is an incredibly important publication in Winnipeg, as it details local shows, interviews, highlights artists, as well as musicians, which is something we don't often see in the music space. It is there, albeit rare, as music seems to take up the primary spaces in the art scenes in Winnipeg. It includes filmography, visual arts, and musical arts, as well as show hosts explaining the depths of the show, reviews of releases locally and internationally, and it's just something that should be valued. And unfortunately, there is no budget currently this year, but with your donations, if we can exceed the goal of $60,000 across 2 weeks, we will be able to make it happen. At $35 of a donation level, you get the CKW Friends card, which gives you discounts and deals across the coolest businesses in Winnipeg. Some of that includes 10% off records, CDs, and pretty much everything across every record store in Winnipeg. That includes Into the Music, Old Gold Vintage Vinyl, Winnipeg Record and Tape Company, and Planet of Sound. I believe there's a few more record companies that are on this list, as well as permanent membership prices for Cinematheque, so your admission goes from $11.50 all the way down to $7.50. And if you go to movies a bunch. That is less than 10 times you have to go to Cinematheque through the entire year to make your money back on this incentive pledge. There are higher tiers, which I will get to later in the show, and if you don't want incentives, there is the option for a tax receipt of $35 or more, where you will get money back and the donation will go entirely to CKUW. Up next, we have got some dancing music, some classy, emotional punk rock from the likes of Painted Thin and The Lizards and Cookie Delicious. After that, we'll get back into more discussions of CKW and Fun Drive. This is Painted Thin with the song For Sarah and Me.
Part of a poorly acted play. Now I hang on every word, lest I fall into these roles again. It's words covered, harsh, familiar. The way face meets ground, and I'll piece together my history from some dusty tapes that I have found. My own voice hurts my ears, stammered syllables break against noise, like the sound of you hitting the bottom of the stairs, or the grating, painful sound of talking down.
Let's go.
The track that just closed us off was Really Powerful Telescope by classic Winnipeg second wave emo band, or pop punk, whatever you really want to describe it, the Bonaduces, off of the album K is for Catherine. As that set was playing, we got an incredible $75 donation from my friend Leighton Smith, who is an incredible University of Winnipeg student living all the way out in Oakville, Manitoba. And it just shows the reach that community radio has, reaching listeners across Manitoba and nationally. There's also listeners across the globe. I know that a lot of global shows, such as the Freedom Principle, reach listeners in South America and Africa. So it just goes to show the reach that CKUW has. Some more donation tiers that I'll be talking about for CKUW include the $75 incentive pledge, which will get you a CKUW friends card with discounts and special offers across the entirety of the city of Winnipeg. Another important one that I find is at Park Alleys, if you have the friends card, you get 10% off all lane rentals unless absolutely prior booked, which is great. That means you get like $5 off to $8 off bowling rentals, which is fantastic considering how expensive bowling already is. There's also discounts on Woolsey Kombucha, one of my favorite local drink spots. The $75 pledge gets you not only a friends card, but also a t-shirt, which is a special starry design with a bright pink background. So if you don't have a pink shirt, now is your time to add some color to your wardrobe and donate to CKW, where your money will go directly to community funding. Lane Smith, you just donated. I had a wonderful conversation Saturday about the growing threat of liberalism to music and how that can affect local scenes moving forward. And it was very small while we were sitting in local diner spot Jimmy's. But just some thoughts I wanted to add on to. There are a lot of bands paying money to giant tech moguls such as Mark Zuckerberg, Elon Musk, among others, to promote their, to artificially promote their songs and releases to the world is their hope. But in reality, they're sending money to a tech mogul to artificially give their song streams, which are streamed by bots, which will then be replayed by more bots, and it will just create a sphere where AI is the only thing listening to your music, and you are giving your money to people who are shown to be listed on the Epstein files, which I know is a big controversy in the world right now, when stations such as CKUW and UMFM will promote so much of your music and your shows and your releases if you just shoot them an email and say, I have this show coming up. I'm wondering if you guys could hop on the promotion bill. And 99% of the time it will be yes, unless they have a prior commitment on that exact same date. They will try everything in their power to make local scenes and community scenes as big and as best as they can. And that's one of the reasons why CKW is important to me. Among one of the many reasons is that it is entirely listener-funded and community-oriented, and they will not give in to big tech bros in any way. Most recently, they just announced that they are partnering with Manitoba Metal Fest to bring drone metal legends Crowbar to the city, which I don't really play a lot of metal on the show, but I'm a big fan of music across all genres, so seeing a legendary band such as Crowbar being brought here in collaboration with CKOW is incredible. And if this station keeps getting the funding it needs to promote events and promote bands coming to the city, then more shows like Crowbar and Manitoba Metal Fest will continue to happen. I'd just like to thank the donation so far from Leighton Smith and Aaron Young, both donating the $75 incentive pledge, which gets you a t-shirt and a friend's card. There are further donations upwards, such as a $95.90 donation, which can get you a CKOW friend's card and the toque, or the CKOW friend's card and the locally made, locally designed CKOW tote bag. All my performative males out there who I know are listening to this show, because performative males love indie and they love shoegaze, if you're out there, this tote bag is for you, and I'm one of them. Don't worry, this is a personal dig, if anything. All my schoolwork is in a tote bag right now. On that note, we're gonna play some more Winnipeg bands. These bands are headlining the Disco Needs a Squeeze CKOW annual fundraiser show at Public Domain this Thursday, February 19th, the day before the closing of Fund Drive. This is local power pop band The Lizards, and we're going to follow it up with Jug. Thanks so much for listening. This is Whatever Gaze. I'm your host, Desmond Young. You guys are listening to CKOW 95.9 FM, locally grown, locally streamed, locally provided Winnipeg radio. This is Freezing Cold by The Lizards.
I'm
To close that set off, we have local Winnipeg chain punk, punk rockers, rock and rollers, Jug, with the song When, off their EP, Jug or Not. One of my favorite bands, always love to play Jug, always love to go see Jug, and they are playing next Thursday, February 19th, as one of the closing shows for CKW's Fun Drive season. They started it, I believe, last year, and this is now becoming an annual thing where the Saturday night show Circle One Radio provides a fundraising night with local punk bands and power pop bands and whatever bands fit their fancy and your fancy all night, and all proceeds will go to CKW's Fun Drive events. Before that, we heard local power pop band The Lizards with the song It's So Cold. I didn't realize Winnipeg had such a good power pop scene back in the late 90s and early 2000s before joining CKW and researching local bands, current, past, forgotten, underrated, through the archives and the physical media collection that CKW has at its fingertips. And The Lizards is just one example of a fantastic jangly pop scene that Winnipeg has at its core. And that is another reason why CKW needs to be supported and donated by the likes of you, speaking of which, you guys can call in at 204-774-6877 to get your donations in now, and you can name whatever gays to support my show in particular, or if you just want to donate to support no one in particular, you can do that as well. I do not mind. And if you do not like my set but still want to donate, there are awesome shows coming up through the rest of the night. CKW is important not only because it's supporting scenes, like I said as before, but it has a giant archive of physical and digital media that one cannot find easily anymore. In this boom of physical media surging through apps like Instagram, TikTok, and discussing mass buying of CDs, records, books, DVD, movies, anything to get off the screens of the internet. And while that all is fun and good, there is a risk of rampant overconsumption of physical media. And if you buy too much and eventually don't have space for it, where will that waste go? It will take up environmental space, living space for people, and that is not a great thing. And what CKW has is a giant archive of albums you may be looking for free digital downloads or CD rental. And another great example of this is your local library, which has a large physical and digital free collection as well. But see, what CKW has here is different is the human work behind archiving all these songs. It's a few people that go through hundreds of physical and digital submissions to add to their catalog each day to make sure that these bands get chances to be heard on public access radio. And that's something that we don't see often, where corporate radio stations and Sirius XM radio stations that are satellite radio, they often have people curating it and putting together playlists for you. They do not have dedicated volunteers and staff members archiving and collecting a history of music in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and Canada like no other. It's truly something special that CKOW is not just a radio station. It's a library of music that most people don't often realize when you look at why CKW is important and how to support it. Again, call in at 204-774-6877 to get your donations in to Whatever Gays. My name is Dez. I'm here for a few more minutes, just under 20. And these are some bands that are playing CKW's other Fun Drive show, all local. And this show is this Friday, February 13th. Again, another show dedicated to fundraising for CKUW with some great live music. A bit different from the sets that I've played earlier in the evening. This gets a little bit more dancey, a little bit more synth poppy. If you're fans of LCD Sound System or classic remixes of songs, these will be for you. This is Cookie Delicious with Cold Sweat off of their 2024 album Punch Dance in a Wooden Glen. And we're going to follow that up with Coca-Cola Pop's The Drip. Thank you all for listening. Keep calling in. Call in just to even say hi. Support the radio, but I don't have any money to donate. I'd love to hear your voice. Thanks very much. And CKW 95.9 FM. This is Cookie Delicious.
I know it's not it.
And to finish off our penultimate set of Whatever Gazes First, Fun Drive 2026 show, you just heard Cola Cola Pop with their lead Bandcamp single, The Drip. Both bands I played, Coca-Cola Pop and The Cookie Delicious, will be playing this Friday's CKOW Fun Drive show for $15 at the door at new legendary venue, Public Domain. All proceeds for that show will also go to supporting CKOW's Fun Drive efforts. This hour is almost to a close, and I'd just like to thank again Leighton Smith and my dad, Aaron Young, for donating to the show and showing your support for community radio, local music, and friends and family. And that means a lot. Again, there are incentive levels where you can donate as much or as little as you are able to. Although starting from $35, there is the pledge card. Anything under that will not get you the incentive rewards, but are greatly appreciated, as I understand, and we at CKOW understand, that in the years of 2025 and 2026, the economy sucks. But anything you can donate is appreciated and loved. But again, $35 will get you the CKOW Friends Card, $75 will get you a Friends Card and t-shirt, and these are the most common donation levels that we see across CKOW. However, there are higher ones, with $95.90 giving you the Friends Card and the option of a locally sourced and printed tote bag, or the illustrious, magnificent CKOW 95.9 Toque. The $125 pledge gets you a Friends Card, a t-shirt, and a second t-shirt, or the illustrious, the magnificent CKOW Toque. I believe I've talked enough about how CKOW is awesome and will support the radio show. I will be back on next week with Leaves Like Tiny Flames, Winnipeg's new and only screamo band. We're going to talk about how local shows, supporting local shows and local music, as well as starting bands, and how the radio station will support those bands. And we'll be on air live discussing all those points and more, playing our favorite Winnipeg bands next Tuesday on the 17th of February for our final CKOW show. We hit $150 this hour, which is spectacular. We are just $50 short of the $200 per hour goal. So if you want to get any phone line donations in right now to name and sponsor Whatever Gaze's show, there is 8 more minutes left in my segment, and then On Your Way Home with Justin Fury is up next. And that is a fantastic show about indie, folk, country, and modern linguistics. So don't change that dial, please, please, please. Again, the phone line is 204-774-6877 to get your donations in. Again, Friends Card discounts across Winnipeg, record stores, food stores, venues, everything that is awesome about Winnipeg and that is centered around community in Winnipeg is on this Friend Card. So I strongly suggest getting a $35 donation pledge in to just even get these benefits, because if you use this card continuously throughout the year, you will more than likely make your money back. This show is called Whatever Gaze. My name's Dez, DJ Dez if you prefer. We're broadcasting live from CKOW 95.9 FM. Closing this set off is one of my favorite bands from Winnipeg, maybe ever right now. This is Brone, a side project of Marchand's own TARP by bass player and backup singer Joe Madden, and they released a practice demo last month, two and a half months ago, that is just incredible and serves as something I listen to at least once a week. This is Pulse in the Wound, their practice demo. I hope they're recording stuff to release an album, because I cannot wait. And these guys are true supporters of Winnipeg community music, as they put on shows in their hometown, in their hippie forest commune, and support bands by going to as many shows as they can, even though they live 2 hours away. This is the last song. Thanks for listening to Whatever Gaze. Thanks for listening to me talk about anti-capitalism and community radio And I will be back next week with a full band, and we can answer any of your questions live on air with a donation. Thank you very much. This is Braun. On Your Way Home is up next. Please consider donating 204-774-6877.
Locking.